Donna Reed Show is presented by Campbell Soup Company, makers of 21 kinds of Campbell soups, 4 kinds of Franco-American spaghettis, and 3 kinds of Campbell's beans.
Come in.
Jeff, what are you doing in
Nothing.
Here?
Hey, watch this. Go get it.
I suppose you know that he's shaking the entire house.
Yeah, I weighed him last night. 135 pounds. That was before dinner.
Jeff!
Jeff, you better hurry and get dressed and get right downstairs. Daddy's on the warpath this morning.
Okay, be ready to flash. Dad? Dad? Oh, where are you, Dad? Dad? Oh, hi, Dad.
Dad is looking for the screw that holds this knob on the bathroom door.
I haven't got it.
Dad has been locked in there a total of 5 times because somebody keeps taking the screw out of this knob, and I'm getting tired of it.
Well, I haven't got it, Dad.
And who jimmied up the light switch in the hall? You have to go all the way downstairs to turn out the light.
Dad, it's been that way for months.
Screw's missing, electrical system going to pot. This house is going to pieces faster than I can put it back together again, and who cares?
Something wrong?
Oh, no, everything's fine. I'd gladly trade places with him, but he wouldn't do it. He's too smart.
Jeff, why is he so upset?
Well, it's just one of those days. Dad got locked in the bathroom again because a little screw fell out of the doorknob and he can't find it. Well, one of these days somebody's going to be walking along in their bare feet and...
Yo!
He found it.
New barbecue beans from the Campbell folks. Nothing like them ever before. There's 3 kinds of beans in barbecue sauce. Get them now at your favorite store. California Pinks, Great Northerns, and Tender Baby Limas, all together in tangy, mild tomato barbecue sauce. Campbell makes them, and that makes them good. New barbecue, new Campbell's barbecue beans.
Dad, the faucet. It's leaking again.
A birdie with a yellow bill hopped upon my windowsill, cocked his shining eye, and said, "What's for breakfast?" Hey, Dad, the faucet. It's leaking again.
For 2 cents, I'd sell this house and move somewhere else.
Daddy's tired, so don't...
Daddy is not tired. Daddy just got up. Daddy is in full command of his faculties and knows exactly what he's saying. Do you know a man spends his whole life trying to live up to what's demanded, doing what's expected? Shave, get dressed, drink juice, eat egg, sip coffee, read paper, kiss wife, go to work. Come home, go to bed. That and fix the faucet. Oh, if you ask me, our whole civilization will bear examining.
Darling, I'll call a plumber.
Oh, it'll take a lot more than a plumber to fix this civilization.
Bye, Mom.
Bye, dear. Goodbye, Mother. Bye.
Come on, Mercy. I'll race you to the bus stop. Oh, come on. I'll even run backwards. How long is it since I raced you to the bus stop? Why can't we do things the way Jeff does? Just because it occurs to us. Just because we feel like it.
Darling, you've been working too hard. You need a change.
I sure do. We all need a change. The whole world needs a change. Well, I won't go into that again. Donna, we've lost something, you know. Everybody has. But Jeff there... Oh, I tell you, Jeff lives every day as though he expected something wonderful to happen. Boy, if I could live one day, just one day, the way Jeff does.
Alex, why don't we?
Why don't we what?
Take the day off. Just take the day off completely. Now, today.
How can I? I've got a million things to...
By just taking it off. By just taking the day off.
On a Tuesday?
Well, what's wrong with Tuesday? I mean, you don't have office hours.
No, but honey, I've got rounds to make at the hospital.
Well, let Dr. Brady do it for you. You covered for him last weekend.
Yeah, I know, but...
Darling, you can always make excuses for not going. But you need this. We both do. Now, come on, what do you think? I'll pack a luncheon wheel, get in the car, and we'll go someplace.
Where?
Well, anywhere. Jeff doesn't ask where he's going. He just goes. Alex, but what do you say? Please?
You're right. I'll call Brady.
All right, honey, but don't get trapped. I mean, be firm.
I'll be firm.
I'll make some sandwiches. What kind would you like?
Peanut butter.
Oh, I can do better than that.
No, they've always been my favorite.
A little lettuce?
Just plain peanut butter. I'm being firm.
Plain peanut butter. Oh, Alex, this is going to be fun.
Ah, this is the life, huh? No traffic, no dirt. You forget about the country.
It's beautiful, just beautiful.
And it's been sitting right here all this time. Smell that air. Just a faint whiff of skunk. You don't get that in the city. Now what? Oh, no, we're out of gas.
Oh, Alex. Do you think we can make it to a gas station?
I don't remember seeing one. Well, here we are in the country.
Honey, I feel terrible. I meant to get it filled. Well, what can we do? Call a garage?
No telephones. That's what we came out here to get away from. Well, looks like we got away, all right. Nothing to do but walk, I guess, until we find a telephone or a gas station. What'd you bring that along for?
Just in case. Alex, look! Oh, Alex, look what I found.
A gas station?
No, violets.
Well, what do you know? Maybe we could boil them down and make gasoline out of them.
Honey, aren't they incredible smell? Oh, come on, help me pick some more.
Wait a minute, I don't like those clouds.
Oh, why do you say that? Those clouds like you.
I think I felt a drop.
Oh, that's your imagination.
No, I think that was another one.
Well, if you're just going to stand there, look for them.
Let's get back to the car.
And just sit there?
Well, at least it's got a roof over it.
Oh, honey, where's your spirit of adventure?
I left it back in the car.
Oh, darling, what if it rains? I love to walk in the rain. I love to feel it on my face.
Oh, now why do women always say that? You know they don't love it.
What other woman did you ever hear say that?
Well, there was Katharine Hepburn, for one.
Let's not let a little rain dampen things for us. Not today. I mean, we can go home and the whole thing will be over, but... Well, honey, this is our day.
I'm sorry, darling.
The things will work out. I mean, sometimes rain can even be a blessing. Without rain, there wouldn't be any violets. And who knows, there may even be a rainbow.
And at the end of the rainbow, a gasoline station.
Of course.
Let it pour!
Soup and sandwich. Have your favorite Campbell soup and sandwich. Any time or weather. Soup and sandwich go together. Soup and sandwich go together. Always delicious. They belong together. like Mr. and Mrs. Soup and sandwich, soup and sandwich. Have nutritious Campbell's soup and sandwich any time or weather. Soup and sandwich go together.
Mmm, good.
Mom? Dad? Anybody home?
Mom?
Dad?
Jeff?
Mary?
Well, I finished my lunch early and I had some time, so I just came home. How about you?
Oh, well, my next class is until 1:30, so I thought I'd come home.
Oh, where are the folks?
There's nobody home.
On a Tuesday?
Well, Jeff, wait a minute. Here's a note. Dear Mary and Jeff, we're taking the day off and going to the country. Be home about 6, Mother and Dad.
Huh, how about that? They just take off.
Jeff, you know, I've been thinking about Mother and Dad all morning. That's really why I came home.
Yeah.
You too?
I was wondering because all Dad's yelling if the house would still be here.
Hey, Jeff. I really wonder if it's a house that irritates him. Suppose they ever get tired of us?
Us? You and me, their own kids? Huh.
Well, let's face it. We're not always a joy to have around. I mean, my room is usually a mess, and so is yours. And, well, we don't help as much as we should.
Well, we could be a lot worse. We could be a whole lot worse, couldn't we? I mean, we're just a couple of normal, ordinary kids. They want to turn their backs on us.
Do you think they might have a phone?
Doesn't look very promising.
Or very friendly.
Let's give it a try.
Ronnie! Ronnie! Quiet down! Quiet!
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. Hate to bother you, but do you suppose we could use your telephone?
Go ahead and use it if you want to. Won't do you much good. Shut off.
Oh.
Yeah, no, the telephone company. Trying to charge me for a call I never made. Threatened to take my phone out. I told them to go ahead. They said they would. I said, go ahead and try and do it.
I see. Well, maybe you could tell us where the nearest gas station is. We ran out of gas up the road. My wife forgot to fill the tank.
My husband forgot to check it.
Same old story, eh? I learned to carry an extra gallon in the back seat of my car. My mom's going to the car now. You're welcome to it, though, if you don't mind waiting.
Oh, thank you.
She'll be back in a few minutes. Come on up and sit down. Rest yourself.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Shh! Get out of here! Get!
Excuse me.
A nice place you have here.
Yeah, been pretty lucky. Good location, good view of the road. Don't have to shovel much in the winter. State keeps the road clear. Summertime, see everything goes by. And of course, now the house could do with a little fixing, but like I say, things have been meaning to get to, but you know how it is.
Yeah, I know. I have a leaky faucet at home.
A faucet, eh? We've been thinking about putting in plumbing ourselves. But it was saying there's some things you just don't get around to.
Isn't it the truth?
Yeah, would you believe it? Last week, one day, a fella stopped by here and offered us $15,000 for the place. I says to Ma, I says, how do you like that? You're living in a $15,000 house. I says, you're rich. She says, well, don't you go to putting on airs.
So you decided to sell it?
Sell? What for?
Well, $15,000 is a pretty good...
Well, we just have to go some other place. Now, where else could we find a place like this?
Well, that's a point.
No, One more found out that the feller's gonna tear it down and put in the bottling works. That fixed it for her. Tear down a place after it's been a home for 32 years? Brownie! Huh? Quiet down. You mind me asking you what line you're in?
I am a doctor.
A doctor, eh? Ought to be good at steady work. Folks getting sick all the time. I'm lucky myself, except in this leg. Ma, she's strong as a horse. Of course, chicken raising ain't like it used to be. Neither am I. Who is, eh, Doc? here comes Ma now. Ma does the driving. I got this game leg. Keep her going, Ma. Keep her running, Ma. Don't turn off a motor. Battery's a little weak. We're saving her. All these folks got stuck down the road. They run out of gas. Like for you driving back to their car.
Why, sure.
Oh, you needn't bother.
No, if we could just borrow enough gasoline to get to a station.
Nonsense. Ma ain't doing nothing.
Look who's talking.
There, you went and stalled her.
Oh, well, all right, all right. Don't rattle me.
Maybe we have to push. Toot your horn. juice in her still. She'll start. You got her neutral there?
Oh, don't be so nosy. You folks had lunch?
We brought our lunch along with us.
Well, we'd like to have you stop and have a bite with us. It ain't much, but it's...
Oh, that's very kind of you, but we really must be going.
Where are you going?
Oh, well, we aren't going anywhere. We just had the day off. My husband and I so seldom have a chance to get away from the children.
You got children? You're lucky.
Boy and a girl.
We had a boy. We lost him in the war.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He was taken prisoner. We got postcards from him through the Red Cross for a while. Then they just stopped coming. We kind of lost interest in the place after that. Oh, it's all right for us. Anyway, we've got each other.
Thank heaven for small favors. Listen, woman, don't just sit there with the ignition on. If you're gonna talk, turn off the juice, if you know how.
Well, of course I know how. I've been driving for 30 years.
You better climb in the back, Doc.
Okay.
Pa, I press the button and nothing happens.
Of course not. You turn the ignition off.
Well, you told me to turn it off.
You find that can of gasoline there at your feet, Doc. Don't light a match. Oh, don't try no fancy tricks now. Don't scare the people.
Well, we know there's one happy couple in the world.
Then I thought he was going to be such an old sourpuss. It's surprising how nice people can be.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's surprising.
Well, people have just gotten a bad name.
Where are we going?
Oh, Lake Kehoe. A little place we used to go summers when I was a boy. Nothing much. A few rowboats, a couple of canoes, but I thought it was heaven.
I wish I'd known you then.
Oh, I wish you had, too. Now you marry someone, you wish you could carry them all the way back. The experts say it's a mistake.
What's a mistake?
Ever to go back anywhere.
Oh, the experts are all grouches.
I suppose it turns out they're right.
Oh, we'll never admit it.
So much, you know what? I'll admit the lake looks a little smaller. A whole lot smaller. I remember it as big as the Atlantic Ocean. Oh, there's that same old boat tied up in the same old spot. I don't know how it's lasted all these years.
Well, come on, let's go down to the lake and eat lunch, huh?
Let's do it. Look at that. Oh, honey, this is all so familiar, I can't tell you. The air, especially. You know, I can remember waking up early in the morning, the mist still hanging over the lake, hear the putt-putt of an outboard motor, somebody going fishing. I couldn't wait. You know, I was just about his age. Anything?
No. There's a big old eel down there.
Oh. Did you have a hook on that line?
No.
Well, don't you need a hook on it?
I might catch him.
What would you do if you did catch him?
I don't know. Run, I guess. You scared of eels?
Well, I don't like them very much.
Me either. I bet she's scared of them.
Oh, I'm terrified. Hmm.
Say, is Pretty's drugstore still in business?
Next to the post office?
Yeah, that's right. Look, I want you to get down there and order yourself a strawberry marshmallow sundae with chocolate sauce and whipped cream. And some of those, what we used to call those, chocolate sprinkles.
Oh, boy.
And a cherry on top.
Okay. Well, watch my line, will you?
Will do.
And if he gets on there, get him off.
Right, Chief.
Oh, Alex, that'll kill him.
It didn't kill me. You know, when I think of the hours I've spent here, right in this very spot, I'd forgotten all about it, how it felt.
You should do this sort of thing more often.
Have something, darling. Doesn't change. We do.
Hmm.
It's all right there, all the time, just waiting for us. Well, we keep having to rediscover it. How wonderful it all is. Eels and people and the feel and the smell of things. The sky, when you really look at it and think, what's up there? Your lovely, lovely face. Do you know how beautiful you are? You look in the mirror every day, but do you really see what's there? Do you know how wonderful a wife you are? How I love you. Well, show me a more understanding wife. Today, for instance, to just drop everything and come out here and spend the day with me like this. Just because I wanted to. The Sunday.
Okay.
Just okay?
No, it was okay.
Maybe kids have changed.
You going?
Yes, yep. We have to be going. It's getting late. The sun's almost setting.
Well, goodbye.
I'm sorry. Maybe we'll see you again if we ever come back.
Well, I'll be here.
Keep an eye on things for us, will you? The eel and everything?
Changed. Oh, Alex, I hate to have it end.
Oh, it's only the day that's ending, darling. There'll be lots more of them.
That's right. You know something? Right now, I can't think of anything nicer than going home with my husband.
The Donna Reed Show will return after a word from Johnson & Johnson.
stop coughs with Arestin. Arestin. A concentrated cough medicine your whole family can use. Arestin is made for stubborn coughs. Coughs of colds, flu, bronchitis. It has a cough arrester as effective as codeine, but non-narcotic. A cough arrester so safe that Arestin concentrates 10 milligrams into every spoon. Twice as much as most other brands. So switch off your cough and get a rest. Get Arestin. The concentrated cough medicine with more relief in every spoon. Arestin, the little bottle that stops big coughs, by Johnson & Johnson.
Hey, come on, move it, boy. You're holding up progress.
Jeff, Mother and Daddy are home. They just pulled into the driveway. Get this room cleaned up in a hurry.
What do you think I've been doing?
But then untie my apron.
Okay, quick. Well, what'd you tie it with, a pipe wrench?
Just undo it. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Jeff.
How was your day?
Oh, it was wonderful. Just perfect.
Couldn't have been better.
Oh, are you glad to be home?
Well, sure are.
Oh, yes, we missed you.
Oh, no kidding.
Well, I'm preparing dinner, and it'll be ready in about 5 minutes.
Yeah, we've just been cleaning up the house.
Yes, so Mother and Daddy, come in and sit down, and I'll call you as soon as it's ready.
Oh, Dad, let me carry that.
Now, Mother, sit right down there. Make yourself comfortable.
Dad, sit right down there. Uh-huh. Oh, here, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. There you go. Dad, were you serious this morning?
What about?
About selling the house.
Selling the house? What for? It's our home.
Oh. I got to help in the kitchen.
You know, Alex, something strange and wonderful has happened in this house.
Yeah. Well, absence makes the heart grow fonder. Maybe it applies to kids.
And us.
Another lesson?
A lesson. I say this is Franco-American spaghetti. What is wrong with picture?
Oh, it's only one kind.
Very good. Franco-American have count, please, in English.
One, two, three, four kind spaghetti.
Four? In English, four.
Four.
Very good.
Try all four Franco-American spaghettis. Taste the difference great sauces make.
The Donna Reed Show has been brought to you by Campbell's Soups, Franco-American Spaghettis, and Campbell's Beans. Next week's sponsor will be Johnson & Johnson.
Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.